Today's Amud is Yevamos Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Beis Amud Beis by the beginning of the Gemara on Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara on today's Amud is going to ask a series of questions really on the structure and the different Lashonos of our Mishnah. So before we start the Gemara, it's kedai just to chazer over what the Mishnah had said. So the Mishnah listed 15 arayas that are pater from Yibam and Chalitza, and not only are they pater, but they pater the tzaras. So let's go over the 15 arayas, and we're going to show different ways of really categorizing the 15 arayas. So the first three of the arayas that were mentioned by the Mishnah was Bitoy, Bas Bitoy, and Bas Benoy. In short, a person's daughter and his granddaughters, his daughter, his daughter's daughter, and his son's daughter. Those are all different types of children. There are three different types of arayas that are all directly underneath the husband, his daughter, or two different types of granddaughters. Then the Mishnah goes to arayas that are underneath his wife, his wife's daughter, his wife's granddaughter, Bas Benoy, Bas Bita. Those are the next three arayas listed in the Mishnah, is Bas Ishtai, Bas Benoy, and Bas Bita. The next three are also his wife's relatives. His wife's relatives, but this time instead of below her, above her, her mother, her mother's mother, or her father's mother. Chamaisoy, Eim Chamaisoy, and Eim Chamav. Now all those nine arayas, three underneath the husband, three underneath the wife, and then three above the wife, all of those arayas are Chiyuve Serefa. The next arayas mentioned in the Mishnah are Achaisai Me'imai, different types of sister relations. So Achaisai Me'imai, his sister from his mother, Achais Imai, his mother's sister, and Achais Ishtai, his wife's sister, all different types of sister-like relationships, and all of those are Aser as well. And then the next one was, it was also another sister type of relationship, was Eishes Achiv Me'imai, the wife of his brother from his mother, his brother's wife. It's also a sister-in-law, sister type relationship. Then the Mishnah's final two arayas that it listed were Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, his sister-in-law of a brother that he wasn't in the world at the same time with, and then finally Kalasa, his daughter-in-law. Now, from these last six arayas, the first five of them, besides Kalasa, all of them besides Kalasa, those are, they do not carry Misas Bezdin, they just have Kares. And Kalasai then as a Chiyuv Skila. So the first nine, the three underneath him, the three underneath his wife, and the three above his wife, those are all Chiyuv Esreifa. The next five are all just Kares, no Misas Bezdin. And then there's Kalasai, his daughter-in-law, who's a Chiyuv Esreifa. And so the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what's the Pshat in this order, that the Mishnah said it Dafka in this order, the 15 Arayas. And the Maisa, the Mishnah said about all 15 of these arayas, it said that Arei Elu Paitrei Sarasehan, Vitzara Sarasehan, Minachalitza, Minayibum, Atzai Fa'ilam. It says that they pattern their tzara from Chalitza and from Yibam, which the Gemara is going to pick on a few of those different Lashonos and discuss why the Mishnah says it Dafka and that Lashon. So without further ado, says the Gemara, the Michti. Let's look at the Mishnah, let's look at the list, the 15 Arayas, and let's think, let's ask a Kasha, that Kulu Mi'achis Isha Yalfina. Lamaisa, we're going to see later in the Gemara, that the Makar, that all of these Arayas, that they pater, their Tzara, that they're pater from Yibam, all of these Halachis are all learnt out from the Erva of Achis Isha, of a wife's sister, a person's sister-in-law, his wife's sister. So the Halacha is, if his wife's sister falls to Yibam, there's no Yibam, and she paters the Tzara, that's actually the Makar for the whole din of our Mishnah, that an Erva is pater, and she paters the Tzara. It's all learnt out. Me'achis Isha Yalfinan. It's all learnt out from Achis Isha. So ask the Gemara, when the Mishnah gives us the list of the 15 Arayas, list Ni'achis Isha Bereisha. You would think that the Makar, which is Achis Isha, that should be the first one in the list. So why is Achis Isha not the first one on the list? So says the Gemara, I know what you might say, maybe you're going to say, that Tano Chumri Nakat, that the reason why the Tano of the Mishnah specifically listed the Arayas in this order, is because the Tano wanted to say the order, the list of the Arayas, in order from being the most Chumr to the least Chumr. The Reb Shimon he, and the Tano of our Mishnah is Reb Shimon, the Amar Sreifa Chamura, who says that Sreifa is more Chumr than Skila, it's Machlaikas, which is more Chumr, Sreifa or Skila. The Shita of Reb Shimon is that Sreifa is more chamer. So maybe that's why their Mishnah is listed the way it is, because we wanted to put the chiyuvei sreifa first, because the Tana of our Mishnah is Reb Shimon, who holds that sreifa is the most chamer, and the Tana was putting it in the order of how strict our erva is. However, ask the Gemara two kashas. First of all, if that's the case, that the Tan is trying to list it in order of how chamer it is, so then listni chamaisai bereisha. So then the first one of those first nine, amongst the list of the first nine that are all chiyuvei sreifa, the one that should have been first is chamaisai, is a person's mother-in-law. That should have been first. And the reason is because the ikr sreifa b'chamaisai ksiva. The whole makar that all those nine arayas have sreifa is all learned out from chamaisai. It's from a person's mother-in-law. That's where the Torah says it lehedya. So chamaisai should have been first. If we're trying to put the chiyuvei sreifa first, so amongst the chiyuvei sreifa, chamaisai should have been first. That's first of all. And second of all, ask the Gemara, va'ayin, if the Tana was coming to list them in the order of being the most chamer to the least chamer, so then basar chamaisai listni kalasai. So then after chamaisai, after we list the nine arayis that are chayiv sreifa, so then the next one in the list should have been kalasai, because kalasai listing because sreifa because. The basar sreifa skila chamura, because the next one in the list of how chamer the arayis are is skila. The other ones, the other five, as we mentioned in the Adama, the other five are not chayiv misas bezdin. They're only chayiv kares, which is less chamer than skila. So why does the, if the Mishnah is coming to list it in order of how chamer it is, so then after we listed the first nine that are chayiv sreifa, the next one on the list should have been kalasai. It shouldn't have been achaisa, all the different sister relations, achaisa mi'imai and achais imai, v'chulu v'chulu. The next one on the list should have been kalasai. So clearly the Tan is not listing in an order of how chamer it is. And if so, so what's the pshat in the Tana? What's the pshat in the seder of the Mishnah? If we wanted to say that really achais ishtai should have been first, because achais ishtai, achais isha, that's the makar for the whole halacha. We said, no, the Tana is coming to say a specific order. Well, what's that order? It can't be that it's coming to say in the order of which one is the most chamer, because the Tana doesn't seem to be following that order as well, either. So says the Gemara, Ella, like this. Ella, the reason for the Seder of our Mishnah is because Bitai, the reason why Bitai is first, Bitai was the first one listed in the Mishnah, the reason why Bitai is listed first is because Kevan the Asya Midrasha Chavivalei. The reason why we mentioned Bitai first, says the Gemara, you want to know the order of our Mishnah? The Gemara says the order of our Mishnah is based off of which one the Tana liked the most. And Bitai is something that the Tana liked. The Tana likes the Erva of Bitai, and the reason is because Bitai is not mefurish in the Torah. It's Asya Midrasha, we only learn it out from a drasha, and that's why it's Chaviv Ulei, it was Chaviv, it was extra Chaviv to the Tana to list it first, because it's something that we did, it's something which comes from a drasha. I thought perhaps, although I didn't see the mefurish, that's based on the klal that Adam writes, Bekav Shalai Yaisir Mikabayim Yishal Chaveira. A person likes even a smaller measurement of his own food than a larger measurement of something that someone else planted. If a person plants his own tomatoes, he'll like less tomatoes, but they're the ones he planted, they're gishmak, more than buying a whole bunch of tomatoes from the store, because there's something extra chaviv about something that you put work into. So a drasha that Chazal made, Chazal darshan the erva of Bitai. Bitai is not something that's mefirsh in the Torah, so therefore it was more chaviv to the Tana, that's why the Tana put it first. So that's the pshat, that's why Bitai is listed first in the Mishnah. However, ask the Gemara, that doesn't seem to be a good explanation for the Seder of the Mishnah. Because ask the Gemara that Kulu Nami Midrasha Asu. All of the arayas in the Mishnah, except with the exception of Achis Isha, they're all learned out from a drasha, like we said. Achis Isha is the only erva about which we have in the Torah, drasha, that she's pater and she paters the tzara. All the other arayas we learn out from Achis Isha. So all of the arayas are learned from a drasha. Why is Bitai first? Just because it's learned from a drasha. All of the arayas are learned from a drasha. However, says the Gemara, no, you don't understand. You're right. All of these are raya's except for Achis Isha. It's true that we learn all of them out from a drasha. We learn them out from Achis Isha. That's how we know that they're pata from Yibam. But Iker Isurayu behed yaksivbahu. But Lamaisa, the fact that the erva herself, that she's Aser, the fact that she's an erva, that's lahedya in the Torah. That's not something that we learn from a drasha. As opposed to Bitai, Bitai is a tremendous chiddush. It's like a drasha al gabi drasha. Because Iker Isura midrasha. The whole Isser of a person's daughter, that's learned out from a drasha. That's not lahedya in the Torah. Now the Rishayim explain, Rashi, that we're not talking about a person's daughter from his wife. A person's daughter from his wife is lahedya in the Torah. It doesn't say your daughter from your wife, but it says bas ishtai. Now, if a person has a daughter with his wife, so then by definition, she's bas ishtai. So it's true, bas ishtai is lahedya in the Torah, but if let's say a person has a daughter that comes through a person, a lady that he's ma'anis, bita me'anusasai, so that it's his full-fledged daughter, but it's not from someone that he was married to, so that's not lahedya in the Torah, that such a bas is aser to him. That's something that the whole erva comes from a drasha. So it's not just the fact that she's pata from Yibam that it comes from a drasha, even the fact that she herself is considered an erva, that itself comes from a drasha, and that's why it's extra chaviv to the Tana, it's extra cherished to the Tana of our Mishnah, that's why he put bitay first. The Amar Rava, like Rava said, and Amarli Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi explained to me that how do we know the erva of Bitai Me'anu Sasai, like we just spoke out, Bas Ishtai is Lahedi in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a person's forbidden to his daughter Bitai Me'anu Sasai. Now it's important to mention that it does say in the Torah that a person is usher to his granddaughter. It says Bas Binai and Bas Bitai, it says that the person's usher to his granddaughter. But nowhere does it say that he's aser to his own daughter, Bita Imanu Sasai. Now, you would say, what do you mean? It's a Kal V'chaymer. If he's aser to his granddaughter, so then for sure he's aser to his daughter, the answer to that is that Ein Mazirim Min Adin, Vein Einshim Min Adin, we don't give Isser or Einesh just because of a Kal V'chaymer. So we wouldn't be able to consider Bitei an Erva just because of a Kal V'chaymer. There needs to be an actual drasha. Now by Bas Ishtai, so by Bas Ishtai, by a wife's daughter, that it says Lahedya, that the person's usher to his wife's daughter and to her grandchildren. So now how do we know that a person's usher to his own daughter? Again, his wife's daughter is Lahedya. His wife's grandchildren, his wife's granddaughter, that's Lahedya. A person's own granddaughter, that's Lahedya. But a person's own daughter, that it doesn't say it. So how do we know it? So says Rav Avdimi that Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima. We learn out a twofold Gzeira Shava. First of all, we learn out Heina Heina from Bas Ishtai, that it says Heina by the daughter and the granddaughter of a person's wife. And over there, the Pasuk says a Lashon of Heina. And it also says Heina by a person's own granddaughter. So we learn out from Bas Ishtai, that just like by a person's wife, his daughter and her daughter and her granddaughter are usher to him, the Torah doesn't differentiate between a daughter and a granddaughter. So too, when the Torah says that a person's granddaughter is usher to him, we learn out from there not to differentiate between a granddaughter and a daughter, that also a daughter is usher. So that's how we know the etzem iser. And how do we know that there's sreifa? That's asya zima zima. We have gzeira shava of zima zima. It says by chamaisa, by a person's mother-in-law, a lashon of zima. It also says by bas ishtai, a lashon of zima. So we learn out from chamaisai to bas ishtai that just like chamaisai has sreifa, so too a person's wife's daughter, bas ishtai, there's sreifa. And again, we have the gzeira shava of heina heina to then take the sreifa that we have by bas ishtai and to carry it over to one's own daughter and granddaughter that they're sreifa, and that's the makar for the erva of bitay, that it's aser, that they're sreifa. It's all learned out from heina heina zima zima. So that's why the Tana puts it first, because the whole erva is learned out from a drasha. However, ask the Gemara if the reason why the Tana is putting Bitai first in the list of the Mishnah is because it's more chaviv, since it's learned from a drasha. Hashtad da amri kol milsa da asim idrasha chaviv olay. If you're telling me this yisai that the Tana is working with, that things which come from a drasha are more chaviv to him, so then listni la achis isha libesayif. So then achis isha, which is the makar to the whole din of the Mishnah, that's the only one that's not learned out from a drasha. So achis isha should be last in the Mishnah. At least bita you want to put first because it's the most drasha. It's the biggest drasha. Not only do we learn out the Patur Yibam from a drasha, we even learn out the Etzem Erva from a drasha. Fine. So Bita should be first. But then the next 13 should be all of the Arayas excluding Achaz Isha. Because all the other Arayas also have an element of drasha to it. Because the fact that they're Pata from Yibam is not Lahedya and the Tyra. It's learned from a drasha. And then Achaz Isha, which is the Makar for the whole din, that should have been last because that's the least Chaviv. So that should have been the order. So says the Gemara, Einachanami, really you're right. Really, Achis Isha should have been last. Really, a person's wife, sister should have been last. However, Aidi, the Airi, Be'isr, Achvasa, Tana, Achis Ishtai. Since the Tana was talking about sister-like relations, which are learnt out from a drasha, like we said, Achis Imai, his sister from his mother, Achis Imai, his mother's sister, and then we put in Achis Ishtai, his wife's sister. So the reason why we put it not at the end of the Mishnah, rather in the middle of the Mishnah, is because we wanted to put all the sister-like relations all together. However, asked the Gemara, Vilisnia lahai bava libisayif. Okay, fine, so keep all the sisters together. Keep all the sisters together in the Mishnah, but put all of those sisters in the end of the Mishnah. Put all the sisters at the end. Make that case 13, 14, and 15. And put number 15, Achis Isha should have been the last in the Mishnah. So what if you want to keep the sisters together? You could keep the sisters together and still keep them at the end of the Mishnah. So we still do not have a good explanation for the Seder of our Mishnah. So finally, says the Gemara, Ella, I'll tell you like this, and this is going to be the final teretz of the Gemara, that the reason for the Seder of our Mishnah is because Tana Kurve Kurve Nakan. The Tana is coming to teach an order based off of a person's closest relatives. So what's a person's closest relatives? His own immediate family. So that's why Tana Bitai, Ubas Bitai, Ubas Benai. That's why the Tana starts off talking about a person's daughter and granddaughters. His daughter, his son's daughter, and his daughter's daughter, because those dekrevei atzmai, those are a person's own personal relatives. Now, even though really we're talking about a person's personal relatives first, however, va'aydi detana shloisha dayres lamata didei, the Tana goes on a little bit of a tangent, because since we spoke about his immediate family, the three generations that are below him, his daughter and his granddaughters. So Tananami, Shleisha Daira Islamata Dida. So then we talk about the same equivalent relatives of his wife, his wife's daughter and his wife's granddaughters, Bas Binai and Bas Bita, Bas Binau, Bas Bita. Va'aidi detana shloisha dayre islamata dida, and then we go on a tangent of a tangent. Once we spoke about the three generations below her, so tana shloisha dayre islamala dida, so then the Tana goes on to the three generations above her, her mother or her grandmothers. The Tana, and then now back to the original program, which was kreve atzmai. So then the Tana achaisai, we talk about the husband's sister, va'achais imai, and his mother's sister, the kreve atzmai, because those are immediate family members, and that was the hope, that's what we were trying to do. We were coming to talk about immediate family members. Now, once we spoke about those two immediate family members that are both sisters, there's his own sister, his mother's sister. So, Vaidi Dairi Biser Achva, once we spoke about sisters, sibling relations, so Tana Achis Ishtai, so then we speak about Achis Ishtai, his wife's sister, Ubedinu, fine. So then we finish the sisters. Now, Ubedinu, the Likdama Likalasai, Mikame. Now it would make sense that the next one in the list should have been Kalasai, and that should have been before Eishas Achiv Shalaya Be'olamai. Why? The loy mishom karva hu da'asira. Neither Kalasai or Eishas Achiv Shalaya Be'olamai, they're both asir to him. There's nothing to do with any sort of really direct relationship. A person's daughter is not directly related to him. and Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'alamai is not directly related to him. So they're both not his real relatives, and therefore Rashi explains, if we're left with these two, if we're left with Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'alamai and Kalasai, so really Kalasai should have been first. The Gemara doesn't say why. Rashi says Kalasai should have been first because it's more chamer, because it's an Isser Skila, as opposed to Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'alamai, where there's no Misas Desdin. So Kalasai should have been first because it's more chamer. Or Taisus has a different shot that Kalasa should have been first because it's closer to a person's relative. Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'alamai is Aser because she's his brother's ex-wife, and Kalasa is Aser because she's his son's wife. So which is a closer relative, a son or a brother? A son is closer than a brother. So therefore we should have said the son's ex-wife before the brother's ex-wife. Kalasa should have been before Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'alamai. Al-Aidi Da'iri B'Isser Achva Tana Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'alamai. However, since we're talking about sibling relations, so therefore it made sense to first teach Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'alamai V'Hadar Tana Kalasai, and then finally the Tana ends the list with Kalasai, and that's the Pshat, and that's the Gemara's Maskana, that's the Pshat in the Seder of the Mishnah. Now ask the Gemara a second Kasha on the Mishnah, on the Mishnah's Lashon, on the Mishnah's structure. Kasha number one was, what's the Pshat in the order? Kasha number two now is, Umay Iria the Tana Paitreis Lisni Aisreis. The Gemara is a Kasha now. The Lashon of the Mishnah is that all of these Tzarais, all these Arayas, so they're Paitreis, Hare Elu Paitreis Tzarisayan, V'Tzaris Tzarisayan. That they pather the Tzara. Ask the Gemara, the better Lashon would have been ice race, that they aser the Tzara. Rashi explains that when you say that they pater the Tzara, it almost makes it seem as if they make it, and now there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyav anymore to do yibam. They pater, you don't have to do it. If you want to do yibam, if you still want to marry the Tzara, you're allowed to. So if you have Reuven that's married to Bracha and Shprinza, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, and Reuven dies without having any children, so Bracha, Shimon's daughter, she patters Shprinza. It's mashma. She patters her, but if Shimon wants, he's still allowed to marry her. And that's incorrect, because really the halacha is that being that Shprinza is pater from Yibam, so therefore she remains with the Isser of Achais Isha, of Eishes Ach. Because remember, really Yibam is Aser. Really Yibam is an Isser Daraisa of Eishes Ach. It's an Erva, Eishes Ach. If they had children together, it would be Aser for Shimon to marry Shprinza. An Isser Daraisa, she's an Erva, it's Eishes Ach. But Malka Yibam, there's a mitzvah. So once Bracha pater Shprinza from doing Yibam, once there's no mitzvah anymore, really Shprinza now becomes Aser to marry Shimon. And if so, ask the Gemara, the Lashon, that Bracha is pater Shprinza is very misleading. It should have said that she asers her. Why does the Mishnah say that she paters her? So says the Gemara, that in a Chanam, you're right, it is a little bit misleading. Really, Eisreis would have been the better Lashon in terms of it's more direct. However, Itana Eisreis havamina aser liyabim aval michlatz chalza kamash malan. Says the Gemara that the Lashon of Eisreis doesn't work by chalitza. The Lashon of Eisreis makes it seem like you're only talking about Yibam. Because chalitza, there's nothing aser about doing chalitza. Even if Shprinza is not allowed to marry Shimon, there's nothing wrong technically with going through the dry motions of chalitza, taking off his shoes, spitting in front of him. There's nothing wrong with that. They're not doing any isurim when they do chalitza. So you can't really say it's aser to do chalitza, because there's nothing aser about doing chalitza. So says the Gemara that if the Tana would have used the Lashon of Eisreis, so that would have made me understand, I might have been mistaken and thought that it's aser means it's aser for them to do yibam, of a michlatz chalitza, but they still have a chiyav to do chalitza, kamash malan. So that's why that's why the Mishnah says a Lashon of Paitreis, to show that there is no mitzvah over here. Memela, there's no yibam or chalitza, that's how I know that they're pater from both. Ask the Gemara, v'lisni asur lachlitz. So make it very clear. So why do you even have to mention Yibam? Says the Gemara, v'lisni asur lachlitz. Say that it's aser for them to do chalitza. I'll know then, mameilo, that it's aser for them to do Yibam, because why are they aser to do chalitza? Obviously because there's no mitzvah. Aser really just means that there's no mitzvah. So then, mameilo, I'll know that there's no Yibam. So why couldn't the Mishnah use the Lashon of Aser and said, asur lachlitz? So says the Gemara, because like sort of like what we just explained, is that that doesn't really make any sense. You can't use the expression Asur Lachlites because my Ka'avit. Because what are they doing wrong by doing Chalitza? It's Asur for them to do Chalitza. What is, name me the Isser. What's the Isser? What's the Isser that they're doing? If they're doing Chalitza. If you can't name me an Isser, then you can't say it's Asur. It's not Asur Lachlites. However, says the Gemara, it's not true. I can understand that there's actually an Isser to do Chalitza. Ask the Gemara. Why can't we understand that there's an Isser to do Chalitza? And what would be the Isser? The Isser would be an Isser Darabanan, that imata'im merchay letzes misyav emes, because if you allow them to do Chalitza, if you say that they should do Chalitza, so they might forget that that's because they're only allowed to do Chalitza. They might assume, hey, if we're allowed to do Chalitza, so that means we could do Yibam as well, and they might end up doing Yibam. So that's why the Tana didn't want to say a Lashon of, so that's why the Tana could have said a Lashon of a Surah Lachlitz, and if so, ask the Gemara, why didn't the Tana use this expression? Why didn't the Tana say that she's a sur, that they're a Surah Lachlitz, that she's not allowed to do Chalitza, and that way I get in the word Asr, and I have it clear that it's Asr to do Chalitza, that they're not Chayiv in Chalitza. So says the Gemara, final teretz. Says the Gemara, you want to know why we dafka say Paitreis and not Eisreis? Says the Gemara, and really maybe we'll just give a quick hakdama to the Gemara's teretz, the halacha is like this. Even though we spoke about, until now, we spoke about Reuven being married to Bracha and Shprinsa, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, and Reuven dies, so just like Bracha can't do Yibam with Shimon, so she patters the Tzara. Shprinsa is the Tzara's Erva, she's the Tzara of Bracha, and therefore she's Aser to Shimon. The halacha is that that's only true in this type of setup where she falls to Yibam to Shimon. Shprinsa is only Aser to Shimon when she falls to Yibam. However, let's say you have someone that's not Shimon's brother. Let's say we'll call him Baruch. Baruch is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa. Baruch and Bracha and Shprinsa. Bracha is still being Shimon's daughter. Bracha is still being Shimon's daughter. Baruch is married to Bracha and Shprinsa. And so Shprinsa, you might say, she's a Tzara's Erva. She's Bracha's Tzara. And if Baruch dies, so there's no Yibam in this case with Shimon. Shimon's not his brother. But is Shimon allowed to marry Shprinsa? She's a Tzara's Erva. The answer is that, yeah, she is allowed to marry, Shimon and Shprinsa are allowed to get married. The only time that Tzara's Erva is Aser to Shimon is if she falls to Yibam, if she comes b'makay mitzvah. The Chazal uses expression of a Tzara's Erva b'makay mitzvah and a Tzara's Erva shalai b'makay mitzvah. It's only when she falls to Yibam, when it's b'makay mitzvah, that's when Shimon becomes Aser to Shprinsa. However, a Tzara's Erva shalai b'makay mitzvah, if Shprinsa and Bracha were married to Baruch, and Baruch dies, or he divorces them, so then the halacha is that Shprinsa is allowed to marry Shimon, even though she's a Tzara's Erva. That's his own Isser Be'etzim of Tzara's Erva. It's only when it's B'makai Mitzvah. So says the Gemara again, we want to know, why does the Tana use a Lashon of Paitreis and not Eisreis? Why didn't the Tana use this Lashon of Eisreis? So says the Gemara Teretz, that Kevan de B'makai Mitzvah hu da Asira Tzara. Since it's only B'makai Mitzvah, that's when Shprinsa is Aser to Shimon. It's only when she falls, the Tzara's Erva is only Aser B'makai Mitzvah. U'shaloi B'makai Mitzvah. However, when they're married to Baruch, when it's Shalai B'makai Mitzvah, so it's Tzara's Erva is Mutter to Shimon, Mishum Hachi Tani Paitreis. So that's why we use the Lashon of Paitreis. Meaning, if the Tana would have used the Lashon of Eisreis, that an Erva Asers her Tzara, so that almost gives off a false connotation, it gives off a false mashmais that she always just Asers her Tzara. Anytime Bracha and Shprinsa are married to the same man, so Bracha makes it and now Shprinsa can never marry Bracha's father because she's her Tzara's Erva. And that's not true, but Shalai B'makai Mitzvah, Shimon and Shprinsa are allowed to get married. It's only B'makai Mitzvah that she's Aser. So that's why the Tana used the Lashon of Paitreis, because the Lashon of Pater shows us that we're clearly talking about a Matziv of a Mitzvah. And that shows us that we're dafka talking b'makai mitzvah. That it's dafka b'makai mitzvah, that's when an erva is able to pater and memela aser her tzara. But shalai b'makai mitzvah, it's mutter. So that was the second kasha that we had in our Mishnah. The first kasha was about the Seder of the Mishnah. The second kasha was about the Lashon of Paitreis. Why didn't we say ice rice? And the Gemara said the final teretz. Now the Gemara asks the third kasha on the Mishnah. Umay irya detani minachalitza umenayibam, listening minayibam lechudei. Why does the Tana feel the need to specify that the Erva Paters or Tzara from both Chalitza and from Yibam? We could have just said Yibam. Yibam is the name of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Yibam. If they don't want to do Yibam, so then there's this mitzvah of Chalitza. But otherwise, really the name of the game is Yibam. So why didn't the Tana just say that the Erva Paters or Tzara from Yibam? So says the Gemara that Itanim and Yibam, because if the Tana would have said that the erva paters or tzara from Yibam have amina michlatz chalza yevumei lo miyavma, I would have said that yeah, there's an iser to do Yibam, so they can't do Yibam, but lamaisa they could technically do chalitza. There's nothing wrong. I would have said that they have a chiyev therefore to do chalitza. Kamash malan. Therefore, the Tana felt the need to specify to us that no, they're pater, that they're pater both from Yibam and chalitza, and really it's teaching us a klal. It's teaching us that kol ha'ayla li Yibam ayla li chalitza. It's only the type of relationship that could lead to a Yibam, that's when there's a chi of chalitza. V'chol she'enu oilu li'yibam, enu oilu l'chalitza. But anytime there's a problem with the Yibam, so then there's a problem to do chalitza as well. Or not a problem, but then there's no chi to do chalitza as well. Anytime the Yavama does not fall to Yibam, so she also does not fall to chalitza as well. Now, the Rishonim point out that there are cases where we say chaylatzas v'lo misyav emes, and that's because sometimes it's only machmas a safek. So since it's only a safek, so we say to do chalitza, they can't do Yibam, but it's only because of a safek. But be'etzem, any time there's no Yibam, there's no chalitza. Or we had in the Mishnah a case where there was only an issur derabanan, it was an external thing that was stopping them from doing Yibam. So then also you could have a din of chaylatzas v'lo misyav emes. But be'ikr, any time there's an etzem, be'etzem is an issue with the Yibam, because let's say she's an erva, so then there's also no chiv of chalitza, and that's what the Tanu is coming to point out to us by specifying both that she's pater from Yibam and from chalitza. Now ask the Gemara a fourth kasha on our Mishnah. So fine, you want to say that she's pater from Yibam and chalitza, I get it. You want to specify chalitza, I understand that now. But ask the Gemara, v'lisni mina Yibam u'mina chalitza. The lashon of our Mishnah is that harei elu paitrei sarasein, v'tzaras sarasein, mina chalitza u'mina Yibam. It puts chalitza before Yibam. Ask the Gemara, v'lisni mina Yibam u'mina chalitza. We should have put Yibam before chalitza, because Yibam is really the ikar. The Torah says only if she doesn't want to do Yibam, then they do chalitza. But really, Yibam should have been first. So says the Gemara, Inami, or ask the Gemara a second part to this kasha, Inami menachalitza lechuda. Why do you have to specify that she's pater from Yibam and chalitza? I understand, you want to specify that she's pater from chalitza. So only say that she's pater from chalitza, and I'll understand the melo, that of course she's pater from Yibam as well, because if I know that she's pater from chalitza, obviously it's because she's eino ayla liyibam, and that's why she's eino ayla lechalitza. So just say that she's pater from chalitza, so it's a double-edged kasha. First of all, why are you specifying chalitza first? So if anything, if you're specifying both, Yibam should be first, because that's the ikar. And if you only want it, and if you want it, and if you just want to specify chalitza, so only specify chalitza. And once you mention chalitza, there's no need to even mention Yibam. The way the Mishnah is set up is actually they pater from chalitza and from Yibam. The words from Yibam is completely extra, because once I know she paters from chalitza, so then memela, I know that there's no Yibam. So says the Gemara, no, the Tana wants to say both, and we want to dafka put chalitza before Yibam, because abashali. The Tana of our Mishnah is abashal, the amar mitzvahs chalitza kaidem as the mitzvahs Yibam. Abashal is of the opinion, we're going to learn about this later in the Masechta, abashal holds that Yibam has to be lishma, and people aren't necessarily going to be doing Yibam lishma. Yibam be'atzim is a naveira, it's eshasach, be'atzim it's aser. Now granted, the Torah gave a heter to do it, but malkai mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of Yibam, and he doesn't have any children, there's a mitzvah of Yibam. But being that be'atzim it's an iser, there's only a heter to do it when you're doing this mitzvah, it has to be that the person's doing it lishma. Since Abishol was concerned that people aren't going to be doing Yibam lishma, so Abishol said that really nowadays a person should do chalitza. Chalitza is the better option than doing Yibam. So that's why the Tana wanted to mention both, and dafka put chalitza before Yibam to be meramis to us this halacha, the, like Abishol says, that chalitza comes before Yibam.